Ovis peg dal mishnah vov. Reb Yosi oimer. Reb Yosi bistam, not Reb Yosi aglili, is Reb Yosi ben Chalafta. He's one of the five gedolei talmidim of Reb Akiva. Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar ben Shemua, and Reb Yosi. The Gemara says that in many places we paskin like Reb Yosi when there's a machlekes from the later tanoim, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Yosi v'chule, or Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. We pass on like Reb Yosi nimuko imoy. That means Reb Yosi's tam was a dovah hanizgala, his reasoning. His nimukim is what you call the reasoning behind the psak din. And memela, that's why the Sanhedrin were kaveh haloch kamoise. Kol mechabedes ha-teiru, gufoy mechubod al habriyos. It's not just about learning teiru. Kovod ha-teiru is a prerequisite to teiru itself. Person could have a very positive yachas with Torah, but Kovod HaTorah goes beyond just the learning of Torah. It's true, the Rav over here explains what's Kovod HaTorah. The first pshat he brings is HaDerish Chseris V'Yiseris Shubhateruh U'mari Tamal Kol Koitz V'Koitz Lemish Ein Badova Levatola. That's Kovod HaTorah, is to show how every letter in the Torah is always galton. The second oifen he brings down is Mechabed Sefer Torah, Mechabed Loim De Torah, Mechabed Mekoymes HaTorah. Some of the Mepharshim say the place where Talmid Chacham learned should be clean, it should be pleasant. Talmid Chacham should be dressed properly. The mokum where Torah is learned and the oifen in which it's learned should be not only in terms of performance, but in terms of chshivus. Even the first pshat is not just a riboy in Yediyas HaTorah, that he knows more to say on the pshat and the sugis. It's more than that. As the pshat is that there's shleimus to every single part of Torah. Torah is something that's otherworldly. Torah is seichel. Seichel is a koich that's ruchni. But there's the physical kelim that hold the Torah. There's the mokum where Torah is learned. There's the tamid rechakom. There's the sefer Torah where every single letter is oizgerech and ad haktei, and all the halachs in Torah fit in. That's the first oifen of Kovod HaTorah. Vinishvi, the fallout of that, the automatic repercussions of that, is that gufay mechubad al bris is an oimikir. What he's saying, gufay mechubad al bris, is not the same thing as saying that he becomes, yes, he has the shmai that he learns. Gufay mechubad al bris means that the kovod that others will have for him will not only be for his neshama, for his accomplishments, but gufay, he becomes a kli mechubad umafur for Torah. That's lechayr the midah keneged midah. And somebody who makes the Torah exist in a vacuum, chalal is a vacuum. A hole is called a chalal. Chil Hashem is the pshat that a person creates chalila, a mokum in this world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is voided. Mechalal HaTorah means that in the physical world, Torah doesn't have the chshivus that I found that we just spoke about, its proper mokum. So gufi mechalal abris, his physical mitzius, also becomes a dover she'ein boi chashivus. He's nasa nivza v'nimos. We're explaining in while derech maral, Rabbeinu Yoina over here has his famous word that when a person is mechabed, what he's showing is that that's really his hierarchy of values. That means that a person can learn Torah, but when a person talks about lemde Torah with the highest respect, the person treats lemde Torah with the highest respect, ish kefi mahaloi, he brings that a person is sometimes his value system internally doesn't equate with his maisim. How do you see what a person's value system is? Ish kefi mahaloi, whatever he's mahal, whatever he praises. So mele, Kovod HaTorah is the benchmark of a person, what his value system is. Ayin shom. Mishnah Zayin, Rabbi Shmuel benoy Aymer. Rabbi Shmuel is the son of Rabbi Yosi. We have Mufurush in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosi had five sons that he calls Harozim. Rizuga, Tamid Chacham, Gedele Hadar, who were the five sons of Rabbi Yosi. It's interesting how there are five Tamidim Muvhokim of Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakkai is five Tamidim Muvhokim of Rabbi Kiva. And when Rabbi Yosi, what the Gemara means to say is that Rabbi Yosi was Miyabim, his sister-in-law, Kula L'Shem Shamayim. So it was Zoicha that from that act of mitzvah came out Gedele Hador, the same way Melech HaMashiach comes out from Boyaz with Rus, which was Kula L'Shem Shamayim. So Rabbi Yosi is mentioned also. The name Yosi, by the way, is an interesting name. you find in Mishnah Sanhedrin, where it's a euphemism for the Shem Hashem over there, Legabi HaMegadiv, it says over there, the kinui that's mentioned over there is Yoisi. And the Mepharshim say the word Yoisi is because it's Begamat Shem Elikim. So it's not Stam a name. It's a name that has in it a lot of import. The Heiliger Tana Reb Yoisi was from the Halacha Kemoisei Tzad of Talmidei Reb Akiva, had a koyach to bring down into this world five sons, Arozim he calls them. Rabbi Shmuel Benoi is the one that's called in the Gemara Mamali Mokam Avoyisim. We have Rabbi Shmuel Benoi Shub Yoisi in many places in Shas. And he says like this, HaChoysech Atzmei Min Adin Perek Mimenu Evo V'Gezel Shvu Ashov. When a person is Meinea himself from being a Dayin, what Rabbi Shmuel is saying is that a person should avoid being in a situation where he has to sit B'Mishpat on others. Where there's nobody else, so the faket, the Gemara brings that there's a posuk, Mishli, Vatsum kol harugel, when a person could pass him, there's nobody else that could be bimkam, is mukhuyiv to Talmud Chochum Shigil, Lerov, Adar Tzorech Loiv, any Mariz. There's a tremendous tree on him, but Talmud Chochum, specifically Rabbi Dayonus, when he can be Meneh and not put himself in that situation, or you can tell people work it out, you can encourage them to work it out without needing a psak. The whole realm of Mishpat and Din is very sensitive, very touchy. So Mela, if he could avoid being in such a situation, Perik Mimenu, what's taken off him is Eva. First of all, people always have tainus, resentment, and even sinner on a dying that passes, because somebody's always going to come out on the bottom. The Gozel, because it's possible that he'll paskin wrong. And Mamela Ruven gazel chimin and money that the Dayan stood behind. It really shouldn't be the way he's responsible for that. Ushvu Ashov, sometimes there are shvuas that go between the two parties. It sounds like an Eitz Teva Kamash Malon. If you look at the second half of the memory, Vagas Liboy Bohiro, somebody who's confident and easy behind his psokim, and he doesn't think and he doesn't weigh and he doesn't deliver. He's a gas liv. It's a leicht, there's a certain gaiva there. He is a shoiter because he's a fool. Because he doesn't realize that behind every psak one has to think and think and think and weigh. Rosha, no shaykhas to Yerushalayim, because obviously he's not mischashiv with the einish, the fallout of Yipaskin's wrong. V'gas ruach, and he's a bal gaiva. So l'chayra, what Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Shur Rabbi Yosi is telling us is that there's a certain persona that's necessary for a dayan. He has to be somebody that steps into the role reluctantly and because he's needed by the tzibur. Somebody who steps into the role too eagerly or somebody who takes the role too lightly. Mishnah has very harsh things to say about him. We might add, we just said before, the name Yosi is a Shem Elikim. Shem Elikim is the name that's Bamishpot. Elikim nitzav badas kel. Person sits bedin on his fellow Yidden. Then he has to sit as if the Shechina, not as if, the Shechina is Nitzov Ba'adas Kael. A person doesn't take that role seriously, and with the Ganser Kvedus Roish, it's Taka all the things that the Mishnah calls him.